speed that would beat the machine. The complicated box of tricks that sprung the target for just 3 seconds, fired back at him with a blank 38 and shot a pencil of light aimed at him and photographed it as he stood and fired from the circle of chalk on the floor. The lift doors sighed open and Bond got in. The lift man could smell the cordite on him. They always smelled like that when they came up from the shooting gallery. He liked it. It reminded him of the army. He pressed the button for the 8th and rested the stump of his left arm against the control handle. If only the light was better, thought Bond. But M insisted that all shooting should be done in averagely bad conditions. A dim light and a target that shot back at you was as close as he could get to copying the real thing. Shooting hell out of a piece of cardboard doesn't prove anything, was his single-line introduction to the small arms defence manual. The lift eased to a stop, and as Bond stepped out into the drab Ministry of Works green corridor and into the bustling world of girls carrying files, doors opening and shutting, and muted telephone bells, he emptied his mind of all thoughts of his shoot and prepared himself for the normal business of a routine day at headquarters. He walked along to the end door on the right. It was as anonymous as all the others he'd passed. No numbers. If you had any business on the 8th floor and your office was not on that